All right, who's ready for a great call on the process? You guys all ready to rock and roll?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the call, everybody. It's great to have you all here. Once again, this is a WebEx. All these calls will be a WebEx. We'll try to make it as meaningful as possible for folks that are not able to dial into the WebEx, but in keeping with technology and all the capabilities that we have today, we're going to make use of everything that we have to bring you guys the best training possible every week. I'm glad you guys are here tonight. Tonight's call is on prospecting and the process and laying out how that's going to work for you. It's probably the most important basic training, basic skill set that we have, because what it basically does, it's your methodology of how to message. And that's what we're going to focus on tonight. So you guys on the live side, ask whatever questions you have. You guys that are listening are more than welcome to chat me. And when you guys, all you have to do is just click on my name, and then it will come to me privately so that you guys, you know, if you have a question to send to me, do it. And I encourage you guys that are out there listening and participating, feel free to do that. One of the reasons that we wanted to do a WebEx was so you guys would have access to ask whatever questions you have to help you build your businesses. So I want everybody here to realize that you guys are a part of it, and that you guys can, you know, interact and ask whatever questions that you have and whatever you want to have. So, bottom line, guys, go ahead and get ready to ask yourself and set up whatever you have so that you can ask any questions that you have. So, bottom line, everybody, thank you very much for joining us this evening. You guys ready for a great prospecting call?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, listen, the bottom line in this business, one thing I want to share with you guys is your job is to go out and message, and not only to message, but to have a way that you can duplicate that message to other people. So it doesn't matter what you can do, it matters what you can duplicate in this business. So no matter how great, no matter how loquacious you are, no matter how wonderful your style is, your communication skill, no matter how much kung fu you have, if nobody else in your downline is able to do what you do, you're going to always have the problem of a group that doesn't really grow, or you're going to be the kind of person that has to do everything for everybody. Secondly, if you know how to explain what NECAN is and know how to kind of share the vision of NECAN with people, then it's fun. And what happens when it's fun is that you're going to prospect more. You're going to get a better result. People are going to get the message. And it's going to be out there in such a way that you're going to get, you know, a good response of prospecting, and then you're going to get a good feeling back. And the first thing I want you guys to understand in this business is it's your job to go out and build a professional networking organization. I'm not going to set this up basically. I'm going to get some questions here in a minute. I just got a few pop up. Let me get through this, and I'll get to those in just a few minutes, just FYI. Anyways, what I want you guys to be able to do is to not only have access to what you need to do, but I want you to understand the mindset of what you're trying to do so that you can build it with the end in mind. That's a really important thing, to kind of have that understanding. And then secondly, to go out and get started in the right direction and moving down the road. So the bottom line is to take a look at this company. And this call is going to be focused towards the professional networker. I'm not going to gear it towards the person that just wants to go out and sell mag steps. We're going to gear this call towards the person that wants to build a network to the diamond, platinum, silver, gold, royal diamond level. In other words, people that want to play in the quote-unquote compensation plan. So that's going to be the focus of this. Now, a lot of people get confused. Do I lead with business? Do I lead with products? How do I do it? And all that stuff. I'm going to try to address all that tonight. And the first place I want to start is your job is to build this to the top and begin with the end in mind. If you take a look at how to get to the top, anybody here want to share how you get to the top of NECAN that's listening on the live side of the line? How do you get to the top?
People move up.
Right, people move up. But what kind of people do you need? What do they need to do for you to get to the top? Not just sign up, not just buy product. What do they have to accomplish?
They have to build their network.
Right, they have to build their network. But I could build 600 million people in my network in one leg. Am I going to go diamond?
No, you have to.
Then you need to get three legs.
Three legs or how many legs?
Six. Platinum.
Six. So in other words, three people committed to going diamond or six people committed to going platinum basically will get you to the top. Let me ask you the question. If you signed up six people who were committed to going platinum and they went out and did it and built it on their own, true or false, whether you wanted one or not, a royal diamond pin would show up in your mailbox.
Yes.
Yeah.
So have you guys figured out that there's an easy way and a hard way to build NECAN? What if you found six people but it wasn't up to you anymore? How many of you guys would like to build a business like that?
Me.
Yeah.
Right. So here's the thing. my first year in NECAN had a really tough time because I was out trying to be a network scientist. And I'm going to say this to you guys. Your product in NECAN is people. Your product in NECAN is our lifestyle. Your product in NECAN is how we live, the freedom that we enjoy, the freedom from discomfort, and the ability to live the way other people dream about living. Your product is not how much molybdenum the water system takes out. Your product is not how many gallons of magnet is. Your product is not how ORAC, whatever number, I don't even know the stuff for the Seaga. I just know I like the stuff. So your product is that stuff. When Paige and I go out and talk to people, and she's here too, she's on this side of the call, and she may add some stuff in tonight. We're going to talk more about what she's going to be doing kind of close to the end of this when we get to the finished part of the process, which will be process tracking and accountability in the action call. But when we go talk to people, we're talking about the lifestyle and the total vision of NECAN. So when you talk to people, our product is people. So the bottom line, when I go out to build this business, when we go out to build this business, what we're telling people is this is an awesome company, great way of life. We have product to change lives and a business that can set you free, and we're looking for partners to help launch in America. And if they're interested, we plug them in with step one. If they're not, we don't. So the bottom line is when we go out, we have a very clear purpose. We're looking for 6 people committed to going platinum. And then we're going to help them get their people on board so that we can go out and achieve the top of the compensation plan. Now, I could get into all kinds of line management and stuff, and you can use the rule of thumb that if you find 6 people in 6 legs and then help them get 2 more professional networkers beneath them, your line is considered secure. If you get 3 people, in other words, if you get 3 people who have your vision in a leg, it's considered secure. So that's kind of a more of a long-term goal. But let's look here in the short term. I got a little bit of an echo. Let me see if I can change my... There we go. If I can change, if I know what I'm doing, in other words, if I find those, well, let's put it this way. If I find those first 6 people committed to going platinum, won't every other problem take care of itself?
Yep.
Yeah, because once you know the why, in other words, if I'm on a ship and the ship is sinking, do I know that I need to get off the boat? That's my why. Am I going to go find something to float on? That's the way it works. If I have to do something, then I'm going to find the way. If I don't feel that have to do something, then I'm not so compelled to find a way. So the bottom line is you guys have to have your compelling reason to build it. And I'm going to tell you something. Everything I'm going to tell you tonight for prospecting, you may as well go out in the backyard and talk to the blades of grass if you don't know exactly why you're building this. And I'll tell you what, if you really want to go fast, find a why that makes you cry. Find something that you love, something that really gets you excited about this business, and that will set you free to talk to anybody, anytime. So when I go talk to people, what I'm thinking of, when Paige and I go talk to people, it's basically about having a great time, launching a big company, and having lots of fun. As you guys go through this process, you're going to realize that our product is our lifestyle and our vision. I was talking to Dave Johnson the other day, Reed Nelson, I talked to Dennis Williams, Terry and I were talking the other day, Paige and I, of course, talk every day. Our product is that freedom. One of the challenges we have with NECAN, we have so many fascinating products, is people try to be network scientists. I did a product preview the other night here in Austin, and at the end of the during the product preview, what I basically did was I got up and I told them, here's why we need total wellness, here's what total wellness is, it's the ability to take care of yourself, and NECAN offers it all under one roof. We have the best water, the best air, all this stuff, and at the end, I got an email from somebody the next morning saying, we came to the product preview expecting in-depth, detailed scientific information, and you basically gave us an overview of how NECAN can help you have a wellness home. Let me ask you guys a question. And we as distributors, are we right or are we wrong if we're giving detailed scientific information in an open meeting to try and recruit people?
Wrong.
You're dead as fried chicken. The minute you step into that realm, you're going nowhere. Anybody that's involved in any kind of marketing or sales knows that it's features and benefits and vision. And if people want that, I mean, we certainly have it online. I'll let them root around in the consultant resource CD. I'll zap them a QRS sheet, something like that. But I'm not going to get on a product preview and get up front and talk about electricity inside your body and nervous system cells. That's a surefire way to have an organization that not only doesn't get products on people, but doesn't make any money. So when I set up our events, when we set up our events, when we do that stuff, it's designed around the product, which is the people, the simplicity of total wellness. Next Tuesday night, or next Monday night on this very call, we're going to be doing the simplicity and power of the NECAN product. One of the biggest goals that we have this year, and Paige and I have talked about this extensively, is to simplify what we're doing and get NECAN to be professional networkers and network marketers, not to be, you know, amateur scientists. Because nobody wants to join the amateur scientific club. people do want to know if you drink the water, it makes you healthy. If you put it with the rest of the stuff, you have a wellness home. That's what's important. So I want to get this through your melons, you guys, to quit being fascinated with our technology and start talking about it, because that's your product. And I want to say that right up front. Your product in NECAN is the business opportunity. Your product in NECAN is the lifestyle. And your product is the freedom. So when we go talk to people, in fact, Paige was on the warpath this week prospecting. We talked to people together. She talked to people alone. I talked to some people. The bottom line, we're talking about how we live. We're not looking for validation. We're not hoping that someone else proves to me that NECAN is real. We have done billions in sales. We have millions of customers. We are all over the world. We do have a 5A1 rating. We've had millions of customers. I think I said that. We are in 37 countries on 5 continents. We have been published in major medical journals. We do have cutting-edge products, and we are the world's total wellness company. Let me ask you guys a question. Does a prospect believing that or not believing it change the validity of it?
No.
Oh, right. Have you guys ever caught yourselves prospecting and getting either excited or not excited because someone else either validates it or doesn't?
Yeah.
Everybody here has. So in other words, if someone across the table says, oh, those things aren't real and that company doesn't work, don't let someone that doesn't know diddly scare you out of what you know. You just have to know what you know. One of the greatest things about NECAN is that we're a multi-billion dollar, privately held, 5A1 rated, only total wellness company in the world. Play your strengths. You know, you're looking to see if anybody has aptitude here. You're not trying to beg a sign up. You're giving a gift. You're giving someone an aptitude test to see if they have the wherewithal to see what this is and the need to do something with it. So I want to say that again. When you're prospecting, you're seeing if somebody has the smarts to see a big opportunity. I'm just going to call it what it is. And just because they have the smarts to see it doesn't mean they're going to want to do it. They're also going to have the need. So you're going to find someone that has the aptitude. You're going to match it with the need, and that's how you're going to get your partners. You're going to have some people with aptitude but no need. You're going to have some people with no aptitude and lots of need. You're going to have people with no needs and no aptitude. More often than not, you're going to have people with needs and no aptitude. So the bottom line is we're looking for folks that want to do something and they want to do it now and they're smart enough to see the biggest thing that's ever going to hit them, and that's what this process is all about. So when you're out looking for people, don't be cluttered in your mind. And by the way, you don't have to be a bazillionaire to be able to recruit. People say, well, Rick, it's easier for you and Paige. You're full-time NECAN to go out and prospect. Well, you know what? We weren't always where we are now. I mean, we signed up at Direct just like you did. And just to give you a little analogy, how many of you guys have ever heard a good pastor speak? And then part two is, how many of you guys have ever heard a good pastor speak that actually has seen God?
I like that.
Yeah, how about this? Someone said to me, well, I'm not making money yet. I can't recruit. My house isn't nice enough. My car isn't nice enough. Let me ask you guys a question. If I found a great big treasure chest out in the woods, but I had never found one before, would that make me say, well, gee, I can't go tell my friends because I've never found treasure chests? Of course not. You know something they don't. You know the right information. Of course you can talk about it. That's the authority to talk about it, just knowing something, being certain that you're going to do something. If I gave you $1 million and told you you could live on a beach and you have to invite 3 friends to go live there with you, would you say, well, I can't talk about that. I've never lived on a beach. Or would you be excited about that? How many people here would like to have $1 million a month in spending money and live on a beach? Anybody?
I think it would be nice. Yeah.
Well, Rhonda, have you guys ever done that before?
No.
Well, then how in the world can you guys get excited about it?
Maybe 3 days at a time.
But how can you possibly get excited about it if you've never done it? You guys get my drift?
I can imagine.
Right, so that's the thing. So it's never been a Royal Diamond. Do you think you can still talk to other people about it? It would be cool to be retired, and we just found the vehicle. That's the beauty of it, okay? You just have to know what you know. You have to kind of be comfortable with it. And don't run around being all weak with it, like you're worried about what someone else thinks. Don't spend time thinking about people who aren't thinking about you. And part two, be on offense when it comes to prospecting. You're not on defense. If I talk to somebody and they start getting negative, I just pick up my stuff and leave. I'm not going to deal with that. We're doing something great. We'd love you to take a peek. If they say, well, I don't have time, I don't have money, I don't have this, I don't have that, I just say, great, because I don't have an email to send you. It's easy. In other words, your prospecting should be fun and simple and enjoyable. And address questions as it comes up. But just remember, it's an aptitude test. If you tell somebody about a 5A1 rated, biggest and only total wellness company and a new kind of home business, and all they have to tell you is their uncle was in an MLM that didn't work, what does that tell you about their aptitude?
They don't have it.
Or if you've got somebody you're talking to about a multi-billion-dollar awesome opportunity, launching a new kind of home business, and you send them a video and they don't watch it for 6 days because they've got a flat tire in their truck, what's that tell you about their attitude?
They don't have it.
Right. If they watch the video and they know about a multi-billion-dollar multinational company and you're having a preview Thursday and they just keep blowing it off and finding reasons not to come, what's that tell you?
They don't have it.
Right. So don't worry about it. Now, by the way...
It might be like you said, the need.
Say that again, Cowboy.
It might be like you said. They might have the aptitude, but they don't have the need.
Right. And by the way, there's some people that timing will change. You're going to prospect people that in 3 months their timing will be right. So kind of watch if someone really has something going on or if they're just putting you off. But the bottom line is, if someone keeps putting you off and they can't come because of whatever reason, either a reason or an excuse, I mean, a family member being sick is a reason, and that's a valid reason they can't come, but is that a valid reason you don't go silver this month?
No.
No, do you guys understand what I'm saying? A prospect, what they do or don't do, should never stop you from doing or not doing what you want to do, which is to go out and go silver or build your business.
Well, they're not the validate dream, right?
Say that again?
They shouldn't be the ones to validate your dream.
That's exactly right. So that's just kind of the preamble here to prospecting, is know what you're looking for, know what you're going to do with them. Now, here's the thing. Style in prospecting is how you meet people, how you interact with them, you know, how you build friendships and relationships. The substance of prospecting really doesn't fundamentally change because we are what we are. In other words, I'm looking right here at a golf ball. It's about an inch and a half tall. It's round and it's got a Nike swoosh on it. If I was a supporter or a promoter or a controller or an analyzer, does that change the description of the ball?
No.
Okay. If I had to describe the letter I to you, well, let me ask you a better one. If I had to describe orange juice to you, would it depend if I was a supporter, promoter, analyzer, or controller?
It would only depend on how you described it.
It's orange and it's juice. It's an orange liquid, right? Would that be pretty much what it is? It comes from an orange. What do you guys think?
That's true. It's a juice that comes from an orange, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true, no matter whose list it comes from.
Right. So if I'm a supporter, does it change that it's juice that comes from an orange?
Nope.
No. So Neekin is a 501 rated multi-billion-dollar multinational, biggest and only total wellness company. We're looking for partners. When you connect to it, you can order all the products. When you sign other people up, you get paid. That doesn't fundamentally change. So what we want to do is we want to have simple tools to use to get that point across. Because when you use a tool, you get third-party credibility. You get the tool to do the talking instead of you trying to do the convincing. You have a duplicatable path, so if you have good tools, your new people can do it almost immediately. And then you also have duplication. When somebody says to you, well, how do I do this? You have an easy pathway to follow. And part two, when you guys are prospecting, you're also training people. When I got started, somebody gave me a Dennis Williams video, and then they said after this, do what he did on the video, but do it live. So guess what I did? I put in the video for my prospects, and when they came over, we watched it again, or we did the preview again. I just duplicated what happened to me. So if you guys have a big convoluted process, your people, by and large, are going to duplicate what you're doing, so make it really simple. And last but not least, don't feel, you know, some of you guys are going to take the product route only because you're more comfortable, and I'll hear things like, we're going to be safe for our prospects from the business and all this sort of thing. For me, I believe so much in the vision, and Neekin, I know Paige does too, that both of us don't feel like we're giving, well, in other words, I feel like I'm doing somebody a disservice if I don't tell them about the complete Neekin picture. I feel that strongly about it, so I never worry about, I'm going to only tell you about products and not, you know, I'm not going to bring up the dreaded business. The biggest thing killing people, guys, is their jobs and the way they live and the stress. So that's that. So the bottom line, if you take a look at this, I want to share with you guys this process. And I'm going to pull up the process flow chart here in just a minute.
Hey, Rick, I had a question.
Shoot.
It's okay for people who are seeking traditional jobs to go for the most money as possible, but in a network marketing business, people need to be hesitant to talk about the business and talk about making money. And there is nothing wrong with making money and making gobs of money.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
I don't see why people want to talk about that.
That's a great thing, Paul. I think your phone's got a little echo on it, just a little FYI. I'm not sure if it's yours, but I think it does.
She's cutting in and out too, Rick.
Yeah, your phone is cutting in and out too, just FYI. But you're absolutely right. It's okay for everybody else in the world. Well, let me ask you this. People work all day talking about money. You can talk about it for a little bit with what you're doing and be proud of it. Now, mostly, if you guys take a look at what the whole Pathfinder's homepage and the whole program is set up to do, it's basically designed to help you track, organize, and build your organization, and also to have a focus on prospecting. If you guys go over here and take a look at this, the process, I'm going to run you through it. It's extremely simple. If you guys take a look right here on this page, you've got a flow chart. And the way this thing basically breaks down, it's got all the different steps of prospecting laid out in a row, from meeting somebody, which supports your open door visual, all the way through to getting somebody started at step three, which is when somebody signs on to become a wellness consultant. So the bottom line, take a look here, and somebody, we do have a little bit of an echo, so if you guys are on either a headset here.
Rick, I think
here,
there's somebody, I believe that somebody is in a car and has a radio going, or they're in a house and they have a TV going, or something like that.
All right, if you guys are on a headset here, please, or on a wireless, please start to speak. That's a little bit better now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You can, Cowboy, you sound like you're on a speakerphone too, are you?
No.
Okay, you're a little bit better now. Let's just go ahead and go forward. Creating interest, if you guys take a look at the way this flow chart goes down, is very simple. What we're talking about there is your reach out method, and this is the open door. Now, if you guys take a peek at this, this is a really simple thing to understand. You've got some tools to basically meet people. This is kind of like the tire. You guys, your entire car, all the thousands of pounds of it, basically rests on a few inches, and that's your tire. This is where the tire hits the road. It's the place where you meet and interact with people. So let's talk about creating interest for just a minute. And if you guys really understand this prospecting process page, what you're going to notice as you go down, for everything on this page, as I scroll down, can you guys see this on my screen that are here?
Yeah.
Because I'll just mute out. Okay, good. Thank you. You're going to notice that for every tool up here, you have a little section down here that has the tool underneath of it to you. So that's just a little FYI there. So if you take a look at your reach out method, your open the door, your active reach out methods, and you have passive reach out methods. Your active reach out methods are things like your catchphrase. All of you on this call should, as soon as you get off the call, if you haven't done it, go and set up your catchphrase, which is basically how you meet people. Paige and I went up to Tyler this weekend, and we were checking into the hotel, and there was a young man that worked there, and he asked what Nikan was, and right then and there, if Paige and I didn't know what to do, we would have been like a deer in the headlights. So when you guys are out talking to people, you got to know what your catchphrase is. This is the thing you use when you're out and about. People always say, well, Rick, I just don't know anybody who'd want to build Nikan. And I'll use what Reed Nelson said at the Pathfinder Summit. Stick your hand out and say hello to people. Just be nice. Everybody out there, just strike up a conversation. It takes about 3 minutes, if you ask questions, for somebody to say to you, hey, what do you do? Now, if you guys are working with your warm market, i.e. your 100 list, you already know what makes them tick. You already know what their needs might be. So all you're doing there is you're saying, hey, Sally, I know you'd like to get your kids out of school. Would you be interested in taking a peek at what we're up to? Or give me your opinion on what we're up to, because I think it's a really neat business, and I'd love to share it with you. If it's a cold market person, you strike up a conversation, you ask Sally where she's from and what she does, and then you get a few needs out of her. You know, it doesn't take very long for people to do that, and then you spring your catchphrase. You know, my wife and I basically are looking for partners to launch a next-generation home business. It's very awesome with products that change lives, and it's got a pay plan that allows you to be home and travel and do all sorts of fun things. We're looking for partners, and if you'd be interested in doing something like that, we'll send you some information. If you like it, great. If you don't like it, that's fine, too. That's as simple as our catchphrase is when we're out doing things, and we pretty much use almost the same version of it every time, so we have it. That's an active reach-out method. Another active reach-out method, some of you guys run ads. Some of you guys do booths. Some of you guys go walking around doing your daily life to meet people. Some have your 100 list. Those are all active reach-out methods, and you guys should constantly be loading up your reach-out list to go out and meet new people. We'll talk more about that in just a couple of minutes, but that's what you do. You also have passive reach-out methods, such as your MyNeedCan website, such as a Facebook page. Paige has done amazing work with that and has so many doggone people with Facebook to where literally people will be looking at her page, for example, and are writing her because she put some things on there about Nikan. And I don't know if she's popping on the live site now or not, but basically we have our normal life on there. It says, here's what we do. People are writing her saying, what is that thing? And then Paige is just saying, well, here, check it out. Here's our video that will tell you. It's as simple as that. Facebook, guys, is one of the absolute best passive reach-out methods you will ever set up. It is phenomenal. You got people that will want to find you from the sixth grade. Somebody you pegged in the head with a ball during dodgeball will remember you, and they'll look you up, and they'll want to know what you're doing. People are nosy. Who are you married to? What do you do? Where do you live? All those sorts of things. And I can't tell you how many times, I bet at least 3, 4, 5 times just in the past week, people that Paige hasn't seen in years or that she talks to occasionally but have never really seen what we do will pop up there and ask. That's great. Your personal web page is another passive reach out thing if you can get people to look at it. But the bottom line, guys, is you can have fantastic active reach out. You can set up as many passive reach out things. A flyer on a bulletin board saying you're looking for partners is a passive reach out method. Your Facebook page, like I said, your My Nikan page. Anything you do for advertising can be a passive reach out thing. Buying a leads list from Peter Mengels can be passive reach out. All those things are your open doors. And what I want you to consider when you're meeting people, though, is you're not trying to sign them up in 16 seconds and talk yourself until you almost pass out running out of oxygen. Be quiet. Rule number one of prospecting is have fun and talk to people, but learn how to be quiet. Learn how to say less to more people. When someone's interested, let that work in your favor. Don't get a tiny little match with a flicker of flame and then turn the fire hose on it trying to get them signed up in 30 seconds because you need to know what they're going to do. Have some peace with when somebody says, hey, I'd like to take a peek. Well, you know, oh my gosh, you're going to love it. You're going to go diamond. You could buy a wellness home pack. You could go silver in 2 weeks. You're going to love it. Did I mention we're in a medical journal? Just relax. Say, I'd love to show you. I'll tell you what, I'll have something to you by the end of today, or I'll come drop something off to you tomorrow. That's all you have to do, okay? Just get that door open so they're open. When you get to step one, it's real, real simple stuff. And I'll talk about the InTouch library in a second and all these sorts of things. Basically, what we're using is the Is This For You video. It's real simple. We're not passing go. We're collecting $200. There's not 17 choices. There's not play match up with the proper tool for the proper person. Everybody gets one. That's what we do. It lays it out. Whether you're, you know, tall, short, thin, professional, you know, whether you dig a ditch, whatever you do, they're going to look at who we are and what we do. You guys are better off using one tool that works 80% of the time for 80% of the people than having 100 tools that work 1% of the time for 1% of the people, because you're going to freeze your organization and you're going to spend so much time wondering what you should be doing, you won't spend time doing it. I would rather have you connect and send 10 people to Is This For You than spend 6,000 hours working on 2 people with your immaculate presentation. So it's real simple. We meet somebody, here's what we say. If you scroll right down here, look under step one, we either give them a live face-to-face ABC using the ABC guide, which is real simple. You print that off, you sit there at the table with them, and you read right through it, and at the end you say, would you like all the information? You can get the Is This For You DVD, you guys. Basically, or DVD from Focus on Growth. You can pop it right in the computer and play it live at an ABC and run it for 8 minutes. A lot of people are having really good success with getting a little DVD player using their computer and just playing it. Or you can come down here, you can see the different formats. You can go into our InTouch library and you can download the Is This For You DVD. It's got all the different formats of the same tool right here. And that ABC guide, just so you guys know, that Is This For You video basically came from that ABC guide, because the ABC guide existed before the video and before the audio.
Right.
That's where that doggone thing came from. So those things are the same. It's just whether you feel like doing the talking or doing the press and play or whatever. So we meet people. For example, when Paige and I met the fellow at the hotel the other day, he said, oh, I got, you know, he was a younger guy. Of course he's got email. So we sent him an Is This For You video. Simple as that. If he likes it, we'll move forward. And if he doesn't, then that's okay, too. We had somebody the other day who was somebody a little older. That doesn't mean they're not computer literate by definition. But this was somebody in our organization. And we could tell that they weren't real computer savvy. So we took the same DVD, or we took the same presentation, gave it to them in a hard copy DVD. It's real, real simple. Okay? That's pretty much what we did. So there's times you give a hard copy, times you give a soft copy. It's real easy. Your preference is the soft copy, but if you need to use the hard copy, do it. Now, by the way, let me just say this. Brewster and Kathy Ellis brought this up to me. Several others of you brought this up to me. There have been some spam issues still within InTouch. They know it. It's very complicated. Just so you guys know, every time a company gets ahead of spam, the spammers change, and then the company has to change again. Like, as soon as Yahoo blocks all the nasty spammers, the spammers figure out a way to get around it, so Yahoo changes again. InTouch just this week figured out a way around that by working very closely with some of the major and the minor providers. Paige and I got the most updated version, which is the new version of InTouch, and it will look the same, but it's got a different emailing protocol on the back end that's blind to us. We will know tomorrow. We're going to send out the worldwide preview tomorrow through the Pathfinder mailing list. We'll know by tomorrow night how good that new spam workaround is. So I think you guys are going to see this week spam move forward again. And by the way, don't be irritated at InTouch if you're having spam issues. This is such a cutting-edge technology. If you want to blame anybody, blame all the villains out there and the lowlifes that send so much spam, because they make it hard for real people and real businesses to operate, but InTouch has it sorted out. You guys are going to see a dramatic decrease in spam based on the conversation Paige and I had today with the InTouch guys by the end of probably Wednesday or Thursday. So we're going to test the beta version tomorrow, and from what I've seen so far, it's really good. If you're still having spam issues, all you need to do is take that step one video, email it to yourself, and then just forward it out of your own email. Even if it goes into spam, you can just pull it out, and then it will look normal to other people. So the bottom line, if you have a spam issue, email it to yourself, and then just forward it out of there. But that's step one. So anybody want to take a guess what happens after step one?
Step two?
I think we'll probably go to step two.
Step two. Guess what step two is? It's called decision. And in the decision phase, we give them the full picture. Here's what you do at the decision phase. If you take a look there, you either come to a live preview, you watch the preview on the web, or you watch a preview DVD. Those are your only three choices. Or whatever next event is coming up. You may have a convention, you may have a rhythm event, or whatever you call it. You may have an expo. Whatever your next event is fine too. But your first preference is your preview, and the reason we list that first is because that's what happens first every week. If you take a look down here under previews, you're going to see decision tools. You see your live local preview. You've got your ideal business presentation by Dennis Williams. And then down here, you've got the Giant Awakens, the Nikan story preview that basically we're doing, for example, the WebEx. We're going to send an invitation to this out tomorrow because we have really tuned up the presentation. Paige does a lot of graphics and marketing work, and she tuned it up big time. We cut some of the slower slides. We've made it really, really streamlined. If you guys have not seen the new preview, dial in this Thursday night on the Worldwide WebEx. You'll see the invite here. You'll also get one tomorrow. It's a very big deal. So the bottom line is this is going to sign your people up, and we've got it down to about 40 minutes. So the thing really flies. If you want the slides to it, you can download them right here. It's real easy. All you have to do is just click on that right there, and you'll have the slides for it. So it's very, very slick. And by the way, wait until Wednesday to download those slides. We've got a couple updates that are not on the webpage here yet. So you can wait till Wednesday afternoon to download the slides. But those are this performance. You guys notice now, when you get to step two, it's the same step. It's just different formats, either on the web, on the video, or live. You guys see that it's not multiple steps. It's multiple, it's different versions of the same step. Does that make sense, everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like you can drink water out the faucet, you can drink water out of a bottle, you can drink water out of a glass. It's all water. You just use whatever works. It is what it is. So step two is that doggone preview right there. That's it. And then step three, once they've gotten through step two, step three is getting started. At the end of the preview, it's real simple. Hey, Nikan's easy. It's Costco Q. Let me ask you guys a question. When you guys went to Costco, you went up and you saw there's a bunch of stuff in the store. You figured out if you buy an ID card, you can order that stuff cheaper. And that was pretty much the end of that. Did it take a lot of explanation, or was it pretty easy?
It's pretty easy.
At your base, by the way, if you did stand there and say, I need more information, how long would it take before they looked at you like you were a nut? It wouldn't take very long because it's just not that hard. I want you guys to understand prospecting is just not that hard. You want to sign up and buy this stuff cheaper, and you want to make money for helping other people do the same thing. That's pretty much what it is. At the new price of $35 plus $10 shipping, you get started. And by the way, the price to get started is $35. Shipping is $10. Just FYI, it's not $45 to sign up. It's $35 plus $10 shipping. How many of you guys have ever seen a commercial on TV, like on television, where they say, you can buy the tape set for $9.99? Anybody ever seen those before?
Yeah.
They say $9.99 plus shipping. They don't say you can buy it for $19.99 because that's not part of their cost structure. Their cost structure is the $9.99. So that's what it is. And then getting started, of course, you just scroll right down here. It's real simple stuff, and we're finishing up some of the videos to make these even better now, too. You can go right here, and you can either go to this page right here on petletters.biz. It's all right here. You're getting started, okay? You're getting started, and you're launching, you're sponsoring. Or you can go back to the process page. You can scroll down to the bottom, and you will notice that we have right there step three. You can go right into and download out of our library. Everything that we have in the library that are the steps, you go into our library, you just type in step one, step two, and step three. I'll show you that in just a second. And we also have everything else. Notice if people have questions, we have question handling here. Is network marketing a legitimate business? You can look down here and you can get different tools to help you with that. This invisible profit system right here is, I think, one of the most magnificent tools we have for people that are business-minded to understand what we do. This Trump Kiyosaki brochure here is absolutely fantastic. I've got the picture on, so I've got to get that off there. You can look how does the compensation plan work. Just so you guys know, the fourth call of the month on Monday, we'll go over the compensation plan. You'll be able to see that. You guys can take a look down here. Right now, we have an in-depth and a basic compensation plan overview. In fact, I just got from Larry Profit and Jill Nakano at Corporate some of the corporate training sheets on how the comp plan works below silver, the 5 and the 10%, the breakaway. We're going to have the coolest PowerPoint on the web every fourth Monday that's going to break down how we make money and how the comp plan works, which is going to be a huge boost to the organization. And then last but not least, do the products work, your thermographics, your testimonials, your Future of Medicine by John Jackson. All you guys have to do basically is look through here, and you can grab where it is, download it, and run with it. So that's really good stuff. You can look through our InTouch library. It's all basically there under our shared library. So these are the basic tools. The process is extremely simple. And if you take a look, all of you out there can give training to your group because you can download this picture. If you guys look in my InTouch library, our InTouch library, you'll notice that it has all these steps broken down. But you can also type in, in fact, I'll do that right now since I'm sitting here. This picture right here is actually set up in our InTouch library as well. So you can actually download the process picture, and you can go in there. Let me just type and talk. I did it on the first try. You guys can download that picture and give trainings. It even has that set up for you. You know, help people, have fun, go out and give it like a gift. All that stuff is set up on your picture. Let me load up this thing here. Hopefully it won't crash my system. And I'll show you guys where you can access all these tools. Because what we want you guys doing is using tools, not creating tools, because that's not going to make you any money. Let me just show you in here a couple real quick things. If you go into my e-cards, which is where they are, under Rick's shared library, Rick and Paige's shared library, you're going to see, for example, step one. There's all the step ones that we have. Some of them I have that you guys can't see, because this is my our shared library. Anything with a red dot is shared. If you type in step two, there it is. All the step twos are shared for you guys. It's got a live preview invite. It's got a preview video online, and it's got the worldwide WebEx previews right here. If you guys want to invite people, there's a formal preview. You go to step three. There's your getting started. Guys, any product video you want is already pre-made. Type in air. There's your air video. Type in water. There's your water video. Type in Kenzen. There's your nutrition video. Type in skincare. There's your skincare video. Type in, there's thermographic. That's not shared yet. It will be pretty soon. All the things you guys are going to want are going to be in here. You don't have to create anything. They're set up sleep. There's a sleep system video. So anything you're going to need is going to be in our shared library, basically, under all these things. So you guys can set your business up. And it's very, very simple, very efficient. You just copy it down to your library. You know, if I was going to grab something out of Dennis and Ruth's library, I would just go like so. Let's say I want to get the, what is this thing? The bottled water disaster. I want to skip that anyway. Pull that down, copy to my library, and then I'm going to add it. And now when we go look through our own library, go to page in my library, now we'll type in water, and then there it is, right there in my shared library. All you guys have to do to use the stuff out of our library is download it into yours. Simple as that. Anybody have any questions? That makes sense, everybody?
Makes a lot of sense to me.
Okay, so the bottom line, guys, I'm going to log out of this because I want to make this a whole InTouch night here. All you guys need to do to access our library. Oh, did I just lose you guys? You're still there.
Still here.
So you didn't lose my WebEx there, did you?
No.
No, good,
well, so meaning probably
should
turn
the on the WebEx, but we've lost your desktop. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, there you are.
I'll get that right back. Okay.
There's
anyway,
your desktop.
Is this clear so far, everybody, kind of what we're going over?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, just so you know, before we go into the questions, what we're going to be doing, now, you guys on this call, we have the four calls every month, your action plan, how to meet people, the power and simplicity of the product, and you're winning with a compensation plan. What we also have is this business builder's activity, guys. We talked about this last week. This builds your action call, what you do after the calls and between the calls. And you can see here's your activities, here's your goals for the month, your keys to success, here's your process tracking. What you guys do is you set how many goals you want to get for the month, and I'm going to pull the e-version up because that's the hard copy that you guys can use. Here's the e-process tracking form, which is pretty slick. You guys can actually come in here and keep track of what you do because you have to measure what you do if you expect it to have a good result. Hopefully this is creating a little open. There we go. And so basically, for example, if you want to go out this month, see, I'm going to make 21 contacts, and then at the end of the week, I did 13 or 12. I want six people to go to decision. I got four there. My goal is to sign up three. I signed up five. And you see, it's going to total up your totals for the month and for the quarter right here. And all you guys have to do is just save this. Like, you can save it. You can save it, I didn't want to email that. You can put May through July 09, and then just save it, and then you guys can actually set up a folder for all your results for months or years to be able to do that. Now, what we're going to do to help you with this is we want all of you doing action calls, which if you're a leader, you should have a couple of your people. You should be going over these sheets every week. This one right here, the activity tracking we just did, you should be having a call or a live meeting with your team to go over these business building activities, focusing on their goals and their process tracking form. What we're going to do to help you facilitate that, and Paige is going to be coordinating this Wednesday at noon Central Time, we have a team right now of some really awesome people, some of you guys on this live side of the call, who are actually going to be going over the numbers on the Pathfinder's action call, going over these very things, helping you achieve your goals. So the Monday night call sets the agenda, what we're going to be doing. It facilitates the training and the strategic asset for your organization. The Wednesday call, and we're not going to publicize it, we're not going to email it out, whoever wants to listen can be there. It's going to be at noon. We may send something out, let me rephrase that. For now, if you want to listen to it, you dial in on the same number at noon on Wednesday. I'll probably send you an email out about it. I'll talk to Paige if she wants to do it. But we have some people come on the live side of the call, and it's going to be basically three simple questions. It's going to be, what are your goals? You know, it'll be, what did you accomplish on your process tracking? And then the third one will be, what are you going to do next week? Or what's the biggest thing you want to work on? What was your biggest success for the week? And we're going to help you guys develop your group. So that's the result. All of you should be doing this, especially if you're, you know, well, everybody below silver, of course, because you need to talk people to go silver. And some of you out there that are silver and gold level running for platinum, I don't know how you can do it without doing one of these. In fact, at any level in E10, if you're not doing this, I don't really know how you can build your business. And everybody out there, if you can, should be accountable to somebody that's at least at the diamond level. If you're between silver and gold, you should be accountable to somebody at the platinum or diamond level. If you're below silver, you should be accountable to your upline silver or whoever your line leader is. But get accountable to somebody that's an upline business builder. Otherwise, they can't help you and make you better. In other words, if your goal was to talk to 76 people and you talk to two, it's real easy. You didn't do what you said you were going to do. If you talk to 54 people, 26 entered step one and nobody went to step two, your problem is follow-up. If you had 25 people that were supposed to come, you know, went to step two but nobody signed up, your problem is closing. It's really, really easy to troubleshoot you once we know your numbers. So if you have a low volume this month, we should be able to look at this sheet and know exactly why you did have it. By the same token, if you have high volume, we should be able to look at these sheets and know exactly why you have it. The template call for that will be Wednesday this week at noon on this exact same number. So dial in. There you have it. If you don't have an upline helping you or you want to learn how to run an action call, just dial in and listen. Real simple, and we'll provide you a template every week. But make no mistake, the purpose of that call is so we can get our people's funds to the silver, gold, and platinum level, period. It's a teaching call, but it's a work call. And the people that are going to be on that call are the people that flat out want to make some money. So by the way, we're on that call because we're interested in making not only them a lot of money, but us a lot of money, and that's where the money is made. So if you're you're in our group and you're working or whatever, or full-time, whatever you want to be on that call, let us know. If you're working, it's okay. Paige said today that she had a great idea. Like Lori Blewett works, and she's going to be on the call. Paige said, I'm going to do the people that have to work. Let them tell me when they can be on, and we'll do them either first or at 12:30, whatever they can get on. So we're going to get you on and off. It's not going to be a lollygagging call. It's going to be what's happening. And if you've got something great going on, you can share it with the group. If you've got a challenge, the group can help you. I'm so excited about it. I can't stand it. Paige is such a great trainer and motivator, and I'm just really excited to see the results from that. So some of you guys are on that live call. Isn't that going to be fun, guys?
Yeah.
All right. That's pretty much it. Is anybody here, before I get to the open questions, Cowboy or Jackie, what do you guys want to add, or what are your thoughts, or Paige, if you want to get on the open line too, if you have any thoughts, please let me know, you guys. But what are your thoughts as you hear this, anything I didn't cover, any questions that you have?
So I don't have any questions, but I certainly have been paying attention as you've been reviewing things, and I think that the way this has been boiled down to 4 weeks, it's going to be consistent over and over. I think consistency is such a key in this business, and it's important for all of us to teach all of the new people we bring into the business all of these things, where to find them, what to do, and to be on these calls, because if we don't teach them that, then, as you said in the beginning, it isn't what we do, it's what we can duplicate. If they're not duplicating, then the organization falls apart before it even gets started. So if we allow everybody to do their own thing, then they have no road for success, and then that affects everybody's plan. One of the things I also just wanted to comment about was every day, and whatever I do, I'm always thinking about how whatever it is that's happening can somehow be incorporated into my business, or how can I fit my business into this particular activity that I've been exposed to. And it was interesting that Dennis Williams sent out an email recently, and it talks about when we should be asking ourselves the question all the time, who is going to be the next person to join me in this business, and where am I going to find them? And that's something that we should be thinking all the time. So other than that, I think the only thing that, a prospect, when we have a prospect, just because they don't believe that what we tell them is the truth is the truth. And there's no getting around that. So it doesn't matter whether they believe it or not. What they believe is irrelevant. And we shouldn't allow that to affect what we do. And I think you said that in a little bit different way, and I think that was important. The other thing I would say is don't wait for your people. If they're not doing what they need to be doing and you've tried to work with them, just move on. Just keep them on the call. And successful prospecting is really and truly how much you believe in what you're doing. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
People can hear your voice. If you don't believe what you're doing and what you're doing, it probably won't work.
You're absolutely right. And I'll tell you something else, guys. If I'm on the top of a skyscraper and somebody believes we won't die if they step off and tells me to jump with them, just because they don't believe it doesn't mean they're not going to. So something that's the truth is the truth. And
right,
never
right.
Forget that, you guys. Never forget that. Such an important thing that the more you know this is the truth, the more
right.
Your people will follow you. And, guys, I'm not asking you here to believe in aliens from some Omega Quadrant here. We're asking you to believe in a 501-rated multi-billion-dollar company with people you know and products you can touch. So
yeah.
this is not a stretch.
Yeah, and I think the other thing, too, is that you mentioned about aptitude. We're looking for people who have the aptitude. I believe this, and maybe I'm just the only one. I believe if we find somebody with aptitude, because people typically with aptitude have vision, they will figure out a way to make time in their life to do it.
You're absolutely right. Most of the, busy people
yep.
sometimes do better than not busy people.
Yep, they will absolutely if they have the vision, because people who have vision are usually successful people.
Yeah, and let me say this, too. There's a lot of you guys out there that are always making these gargantuan plans. You know, next month we're going to run, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and I'm stacking all this stuff up. Just go out and put people on the board. I mean, just don't try to make these giant plan. Just go out and do it. You know, you always have heard the saying that ignorance on fire beats knowledge on ice. Just go out and sign people up, have them order one of the packs and plug them into what we're doing. Don't make this harder than what it is. Don't always have these enormous things you're going to do next month. Just put people in. The most successful people at this business are steady and consistent, and they just do the simple basics to create a huge organization. It's as simple as that. Don't always be, you know, overthinking this. Don't make it harder than it is. Sign them up and get them going. And I don't care if they're a doctor or someone that, you know, doesn't have a whole lot of education. They all come in at $49. They all sign up at direct. And it's what they do that gets them paid, and it's what they do that gets you paid. So everybody gets an equal shot at this. Just put them in. Put them in, turn them over, and start connecting them. Simple as that. Cowboy, we're running a short time, and I want to get some questions. What are your thoughts or comments as we run through this, too?
Well, I just want to say that, you know, tonight you covered something really, really, really important, especially for me, since you know that I'm working really hard on the end, my closing being more forceful, being more authoritative. And you used that word when you were talking earlier. You said have the authority and have the why. Also, you know, when you talk about that aptitude, most of the people have an aptitude, do have a need, or at least have a why to back it up. So I think that's really important. But we need to remember it. Don't let them validate your company or your why. They're there to look at a company. They're there to evaluate a company to see if it's for them. But they're not there to validate whether it's real or not.
Absolutely, Steve. You're absolutely right. And I got to tell you guys, once again, I'm really excited about this Wednesday action call. It's going to be very cool. It's going to be packed full of energy. It's going to be open for anybody that wants to get on it, share their numbers. It's going to be there for people to listen to. Our job is basically let everybody on this learn from each other and have an absolute blast. So the bottom line, guys, you got your training, your strategic support call. We got your action calls. Very exciting stuff. I had a couple questions about the 8-minute presentation. It is a copyrighted piece, obviously, from the people that made it. The best thing to do is get it for Focus on Growth. I don't ever pirate anything just because it's so inexpensive now between InTouch. It's just a couple bucks for Focus on Growth. It's not worth it. So my advice to everybody out there, I've had actually three people ask me that now, can they download it or copy it? I always recommend you guys get the actual copy of it. And like I said, InTouch is free anyway. Secondly, let me see. Prospecting 101 no longer there in the afternoon. I'm not sure what you mean. Molly just asked me if Prospecting Process 101 is no longer there in the late afternoon. It should be there. It's an e-vite just called The Process, and this picture is on there for you guys to be able to mail it to anybody that you want. So if I can ask you a better question, email me directly, Molly, and I'll help you however I can. I always appreciate you. The Wednesday call, how long? It starts at noon. It will end, you know, we're going to be on that call anywhere from 20 minutes to 45 minutes. We're not really sure. And like Aurora, if you're working, you could come on and give your numbers at any time and get off. And you could be on it for 10 minutes. You could be on it for 30 minutes. It's kind of up to you how long or how short you want to be on it. We're going to make it like a resource. Am I being clear with that, everybody, that it's a call that you can use, not a call you have to sit on?
Yes, and I'm so excited about it.
Well, it is. And like Cowboy, you're full-time NECAN. You're probably going to want to be on for the whole time and share some stuff because you have the time to do it. Because anytime I'm hearing somebody's numbers, I'm learning. You know,
well, yeah, even when we did this before, Rick, you have people that keep that pops on and off, and it worked out really well.
Yeah, so those of you that can't be on for a whole call, don't worry about it. Paige, if you're going to be on the live side, is really aware of that. In fact, she was talking to me extensively about it today, how she's going to handle working people. For example, Aurora, if you couldn't get lunch till 12:30, then if we would do your numbers right then. She was going to say, Lori works. We'll do her right away at the beginning so she can kind of hang out in the background. We're going to work with our working people that want to be a part of it. And then we're going to have people that are on it for 10 minutes because they're working. We're going to have people that are on it if it lasts 45 minutes if people are chatting. I don't think the numbers portion will take that long because obviously you're just running through numbers. We used to do those for a team of 15 in, what, 10 minutes, you guys? So the numbers are wrong. Where the meat of the call develops is if somebody says, I just signed up 11 people. Don't you guys think that's what we're going to want to talk about?
Exactly.
Yeah. Or if somebody got 37 people to get to a preview this week, we're going to talk about that. And now, by the same token, if somebody sent out 68 step ones this week and not one person watched them, you guys think there's something to talk about there, too?
Mm-hmm.
So the numbers don't take the time. What we're going to do is develop the call. Like if you you tell me my goal is to go platinum by convention or silver by the end of the month, and you come to the call and you talk to two people, then we're going to say, or Paige is going to say, hey, your goal doesn't match your output. Does that make sense, everybody, kind of what our focus is going to be?
Yep.
It ought to be pretty straightforward, so that's a good thing. Anybody else have any other questions or comments? Did you guys enjoy the call tonight?
Absolutely.
Great.
Good, and remember now, your goal and your process is to move people through the process. If you guys notice, there's no arrow that points sideways. The arrow points towards the next step. Have you guys all noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
So, by the way, use help in between the steps. Use help. And this is part of what we're going to do on this call, too, is teach people how to use that help. But don't be afraid to build it. And by the way, the more vision the person has at the previous step, the more excited they are, the more likely they are to go to the next step. So your job isn't to get somebody to a preview. It's to get someone so they want to come to a preview. Your goal isn't to close somebody and sign them up. Your job is to get somebody so it's their idea, and they want to sign up, and they're excited about it, and they can't wait to get going. And that means that you have to listen more than you talk. You have to know what they're looking for, and you have to be confident that what we have is something great. And by the way, none of this is hard. If you like NeatGen, it's a really easy business. It's as simple as that. If you love your dream and love the thing that's going to give you your dream, prospecting is like cutting through warm butter. Easiest thing in the world. If you love your dream and don't really like network marketing, it's going to be like going uphill on roller skates. If you love NeatGen and love the product and you're afraid of the business, you're going to have a real tough time prospecting. Just, it's okay to have fun in NeatGen. It's okay to go out and share this like you like it. And I'm just kind of joking. Just enjoy prospecting. Everybody's job already stinks. Show them something that doesn't. You won't be able to keep them out. And the last thing, the Lord loves a committed person. I really believe that. People love and can sense when somebody's committed. If you want prospecting success, be dedicated to your own success. And don't try to sponsor great people. Become the person you want to sponsor, and you'll attract people for free. So be the person. Be on the call. Be at the preview. Talk to people. Use the product. You know, do all the things that you want your downline to do, and then you'll be amazed how many of them will do it too. Make sense, guys?
Makes sense.
Yeah, and you know, Rick, can I say one more thing?
You can say anything you want. You're a co-host, cowboy.
I started talking about, when I've been talking to my prospects this week, you always told me whenever we went out or when we met even, that we were going to fill the Coliseum or we were going to fill the convention center.
Right.
We were going to fill this, and we were going to fill this football field, and we were going to do this. I started talking to my prospects that way, and I've gotten a lot more response when I tell them, you know, we're going to fill the convention center here in Waco.
You bet.
And when you start doing that, I've noticed you help create that vision in a lot more a sense of need and quickness about it when you start talking like that, and they want to be on top.
Absolutely. So you're talking the vision of what we're going to do.
Right.
And people like that. By the way, guys, I'm telling you guys, and I'm going to be hitting this a lot, you're not network scientists, you're network marketers. You know, you may have access to scientific information, but like, for example, with OsteoDent, it's a safe, natural way to rebuild your bones, and it's been studied and published in medical journals. That's all I'm ever going to say. If someone says, well, how does it work, I'm going to say, look at the medical journal. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm not a scientist. None of you guys in this call are qualified to be wellness experts talking about blood flow and how many ions are in water. If let me ask you this. How fast is NeatGen going to grow if you have to know all that stuff to build it? Do you think it'll grow slow or fast? Now, what if you know that it rebuilds bone in a safe, natural way? Is that something anybody can do? What do you guys think about that?
Mm-hmm.
That's something anybody can do, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many people do you know that want to do a lecture on Sinoporton technology?
I don't even want to listen to it.
That's exactly right. So NeatGen has a weird dynamic of a lot of people that are really fascinated by all the in-depth scientific information. And I'll tell you what, that's like trying to run on flypaper. Be marketers, guys. Don't be scientists. And I know some of you are furious at me right now. I know some of you guys are thinking I'm wrong, and I'm going to tell you something. Keep thinking I'm wrong, and keep looking at your paycheck. Okay? We're not paid to be interested in science. We're paid to connect people to do it. And features and benefits are what move this. If you guys want to know all the stuff, like, for example, osteodents, if you want to know some great stuff on that, go look in Dennis Williams' Shared Library. There's a great presentation in there. You know, familiarize yourself with it, but don't lead with it. Okay, and
so
I'm
you
only...
Just answered you just answered a question from Joyce Johnson, because that's what she wanted to know. I was just getting ready to type it to her, so now she has the answer to her question.
Yeah, go look in Dennis. Oh, that's good. She asked me something about the call, too, so that she must have got that, too. But that's what I want you guys to know. Don't get bogged down in science because you make yourself small. Get freed with vision, and you play big. You know, does that make sense, everybody?
Yes, and I think one of the things I would recommend, and coming from me, this is, don't you dare laugh, Steve. If you want to know where stuff is on NTouch, you really just have to go through the shared library and see.
I'll be honest with you, Jackie. I'd rather have I do that for you guys.
That's what I mean. Yours. If it's there, it's going to be on your library. So
I purposefully, you guys, I purposefully screen what gets in there and what doesn't, because I don't want you guys getting bogged down by 8,000 heavy science presentations.
No, absolutely not.
I screen it. I'm very stingy about what goes in there because of that. And by the way, I'm not trying to be the Mr. Know-It-All, because that's just marketing 101. You high tech is low check. All right? And our biggest push we're going to do, like when you guys see the product call next week, some of you are going to be really surprised. And by the way, the preview this Thursday night, when you guys watch it, Paige and I re-engineered this last week. Wait till you see how easy it is to share what the products do without getting bogged down. And wait till you see the response of your prospects when they see it and they say, wow, that's the coolest, easy thing I've ever seen. How many of you guys would like to look at our 200 products and think that's the easiest, most simple thing in the world?
Well, and I think that just what you just said, Rick, underscores exactly how the business works anyway. Because if you are like that and you teach that, that's what people learn to do. It's the duplication thing. And if you don't teach them to get all bogged down in the facts, they typically don't.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I think we did a great call tonight, guys. I'm glad. Next week we have the all-important prospecting call for product. So if you guys want to know how to use and share the technologies, next week is the call for you, loaded up with your prospects, because it's going to be a place to explain how to be a fitness expert with Neken, your one-stop shop for total wellness. We'll see a bunch of you guys. And by the way, if you're on Facebook, whether you're attending the worldwide preview or not, click that you're attending, because your prospects are looking for that, just so you know. Even if you're not going, a lot of you guys are inviting people to the worldwide preview. Well, that's great, but you're not clicking that you're coming, and then your prospect is looking on your Facebook page. They see you're not coming, and what do? They don't come. So if you're inviting people to it, make sure that you're saying you're going to be there, because you're using the preview, which means you're attending. It doesn't mean physical attendance in this capacity. It means that you're utilizing it. So be smart and realize that your people are looking on your page to see. Yeah, hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? I just wanted to make one call. I muted myself because I think I was the person that was bungling up the call downstairs. But to the point you made about Facebook, what in turn it does is it shows people that you're attending something, and then they will in turn ask you, what is the worldwide preview? So it actually opens up another conversation for you, another point of contact. If they don't know that you're involved in Neken, or they're not really sure what you do, if you click that you're coming on your home page, everyone will see, say it says Paige Murphy is attending this preview, and it makes you go, you can actually click on the event and just see what it is, and it's actually the blurb about what it is. So it's another way to get yourself out there to people that are, you know, looking at what you're doing every day. So I think it's another passive way of showing people what you're doing.
That is a great idea, Paige. So you're saying that people that aren't even invited, that your friends, will just see you're going somewhere and wonder what it is.
Exactly. On the right-hand side of the page, it updates constantly through the day if you're attending events, if you posted something, a picture, whatever. So it actually shows as an event. And even if you're not invited to the event, if it's a friend of yours, you would click on it just to see what it is. And so that, you know, I've gotten people that have contacted me that way, just, you know, what is that? So it's another way to get yourself out there without just being in people's faces. It's just, you're showing by doing. You're doing it, so, you know, it's another way to do it.
That is a great idea. Isn't that a great idea, you guys, to do that? And people, I never knew that would happen until just the other day.
I know. I'm going to mute myself.
Okay, pretty neat stuff. All right, guys. So, hey, you know, say you're coming to everything and people will ask. So, guys, have a great one. I didn't mean to keep you this late. We had a lot to cover. I hope you guys enjoyed the call. I love you guys dearly. Thank you so much for being a part of this call tonight. And let's have a great week, and we'll see a lot of you guys Thursday night at the Worldwide Preview, okay? And Wednesday on the accountability call.
All right, Kevin.
All right, guys, have a day.
Thank you.
Have a giant week, and set yourself free, everybody, okay?
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.